You're listening to Opening the Word, Catholic Reflections on the Sunday Mass Readings. This podcast is produced by the Augustine Institute, an apostolate helping Catholics understand, live, and share their faith.
Welcome to Opening the Word for the fourth Sunday in Ordinary Time. Well, we have a great gospel reading today. Imagine the scene. Jesus has begun his public ministry, and he goes back to his hometown of Nazareth. And he shows up there, and he goes into the synagogue, and he begins to speak beautiful words. Everybody's a big fan of what he's saying. Oh my gosh, this Jesus, he's back. What a great speaker he is. But then he begins to say some things that suggest that he might be more than what people thought he was. Is this guy saying he's a prophet? Is he actually coming close to saying he might be the Messiah? Jesus goes back to his hometown and gives a very famous sermon in the synagogue of Nazareth, and people do not accept it. It's where we get that famous line, a prophet is never accepted in his own town. But imagine this. Imagine you went home and one of your high school football buddies or something came back and said, hey, I'm a prophet. I'm the Messiah. I mean, we want to laugh him out of the room, wouldn't we? It'd be a hard thing to have grown up with Jesus as your neighborhood playmate, and now see him coming back and making the kind of claims that he's beginning to make. It's an interesting scene, it's a great story, but you begin to get the beginnings of Jesus's rejection. He's gonna be the kind of prophet, he's gonna be the kind of Messiah that not everyone will be willing to hear his message, to accept what he has to say. Listen to what Jesus says. He gives a reading and he says, the scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing. And they all spoke highly of him in his hometown. They were amazed at the gracious words that came out of his mouth. But they also said, wait a second, isn't this the son of Joseph? And he said to them, some of you will quote me this proverb, physician, cure yourself, and say, do here in your native place the things we've heard you have done in Capernaum. And he said, amen, amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years and a severe famine spread over the entire land. To none of these was Elijah sent, but only the widow in Zarephath in the land of Sidon. He goes on to tell another story about Elijah as well. In the time of Elijah, many hundreds of years before Jesus, Elijah went to many of the least expected people that you'd think a prophet would go to. He didn't go to all the people of Israel, the ones that you'd expect. He went to the outsiders. He went to the non-Israelites. He went to what they called the Gentiles, the outsiders, the Goyim. And everyone was surprised by that. Jesus is comparing himself to that kind of prophet, to a prophet like Elijah, suggesting that he's going to go to the outsiders. That's not a message a lot of people wanted to hear. That's not a message that many of his kinspeople would want to accept. For them, and for many of the Jewish people, and for many of the Israelite people of the time, they wanted punishment for the Gentiles, for the outsiders. They didn't follow God's ways. They didn't follow the laws. They didn't live the way they were supposed to. And Jesus is going to go on to say, it's for them that I actually came. They're the ones that I want. They're the ones that I want to bring back. But the people in Jesus' time wanted justice. They wanted punishment. Jesus wanted mercy. You know, the second reading today is all about love. But it's a love that can only really be understood in light of this gospel passage. What Jesus wants to offer is love, but it's a merciful love. Listen to what the second reading says. This is from the letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. It says, love is patient, love is kind, love is not jealous, it's not pompous, it's not overinflated, it's not rude, it doesn't seek after its own interests, it's not quick-tempered. He also says, prior to that, if I have faith so as to move mountains, but I don't have love, I have nothing. I'm a clanging gong, he says, I'm a loud cymbal. The people in Jesus' time wanted punishment. They wanted justice. How often do we look out at our world? And we have a world in which there's a lot of problems. How often do we look at people doing bad things, people on TV, people doing evil, people doing wicked things, and we want punishment, we want judgment, we want those people to pay for what they've done? How often do we look at our broken world and think, I want those people to come back to God. I want those people to be forgiven. I want grace given to those people. We're a world in a lot of ways that wants to exact justice and punishment, but we don't always know how to offer mercy. Do we pray for that? Who are the people in our lives? Who are the people that we see around us that we sometimes get most angry with? Who's that person that hurt you when you were younger? Who's that family member that insulted you? Who's that coworker, that neighbor, whoever it is that you just can't stand because maybe they've done something that really did hurt you? Are you willing to pray for that person? Are you willing to extend God's mercy to that person? That's what Jesus is calling us to do. And for a lot of people in his time, that was an uncomfortable thing. You know, when I was younger and I was growing up in Bible school, a pastor taught me something to do with this passage from the second reading. That famous line where it says, love is patient, love is kind. I was told that a good exercise is to actually take the word love and insert your own name in there. So when I feel comfortable reading, Scott is patient, Scott is kind, Scott is not jealous, not pompous, Scott is not inflated, is not rude, does not seek after his own interests, is not quick-tempered. It gets a little bit uncomfortable when I start saying it with my own name. Try that. What would it feel like to insert your name there? Are we willing to embody that kind of love, or do we want to exact justice, punishment, at the expense of mercy? Jesus is going to give his entire life for all the people on this earth. And he's going to call us to imitate him. Are we willing to live the kind of merciful love that Jesus wants to extend? Because if we do, and if we're able to do that, then we've been able to imitate Jesus Christ in his most profound work.
You can watch these reflections in video format by visiting form.org. Formed is an online Catholic streaming service created by the Augustine Institute and Ignatius Press, with award-winning studies and parish programs, inspiring audio content, movies, ebooks, and family-friendly kids programming. To support the mission of the Augustine Institute, please visit missioncircle.org.